Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and to praise the Lord right along with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen, your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we come to you and we honor you. We bless your holy name. O God, we humble ourselves and we ask for mercy. Lord God, search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. We need you, Lord, to stop by for just a little while. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. We're asking you for mercy tonight, oh, God. We're asking that you will forgive sins and that you will blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we call on you, oh, Lord, because all power is in your hands. And we need you to help us, Lord Jesus. We need you to strengthen us where we're weak, my God, and build us up where we're torn down.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, we ask, God, that you will work on us and
work on us,
what you have us to be in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your anointing. Let your anointing come upon us and let it abide on us, Lord Jesus. Anoint us to do your will, my God. Anoint us, Lord Jesus, to give praises unto your name. Anoint us in the ministry, Lord Jesus, and help us, Lord, to be effective in our ministry. Move the obstacles out of the way, my God. Bind the unclean spirit. Bind every evil spirit, oh, Lord, and every hindering cause. Lord God, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And cover us under your blood, Lord. Keep us and preserve us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that you will touch somebody's heart, somebody who's listening tonight, looking for a blessing, looking for hope, my God, looking for a change. Lord, we know you have the answer in the name of Jesus. And we are praying right now, Lord, that you will bless abundantly. Oh, Lord, let the blessing come and overtake us. In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord. In the name
Lord, we ask, God, that you will send forth your word tonight. Let your word have free course. Let your word go out, Lord God. Let it reach dying souls everywhere. Let your word flow freely, O Lord, and let it enter into the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. Oh, Lord God, save the dying souls. Deliver
Amen,
those
Jesus.
Who are bound tonight in the name of Jesus. We know you are able, Lord, and we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. And we are praying, oh, God, for those who are sick and weak in their bodies, Lord, who have affliction. Oh, Lord, those who are racked with pain, we are praying for miracles. We are praying, oh, God, for healing. Lord, right now, make everywhere whole in the name of Jesus.
Whole.
We know you have the power, and we believe you tonight. Lord, we are taking you at your word, and we are praying for those, Lord, who have lost their way. We ask, God, that you will show them the way they ought to go, Lord. Be a light unto them, oh, Lord, and lead them in the direction that you will have them to go. We know you are able, Lord. Remember the backslider, my God. We are praying for restoration. We are praying, God, that you will restore their souls. Help them to return unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, remember those who are incarcerated, my God, feeling like they're all alone, feeling like there is no hope. Have mercy, O Lord Jesus.
Have mercy, Lord.
Deliver them in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, fix it in their life. fix it, Lord God, regardless of their circumstances, regardless of where they abide, where they live. We know that you're able, Lord God, to work wonders in their life. You're able, Lord, to save them and deliver their souls from the burning hell. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God, and let your holy will be done. And we are praying, Lord, that you will comfort and console those who bereave of their loved ones, who are feeling this pain, oh God, of the loss. We ask that you will please, Lord, comfort them and ease that pain. In the name of Jesus, we believe it right now, Lord, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you,
Lord,
for the gospel truth broadcast. We thank you for this great ministry, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that you've already given through this ministry. And hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Coming forth, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for feeding our souls.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for strengthening us, Lord, encouraging our hearts. We thank you for all the blessings you've given us. And, Lord God, we thank you for the miracles you've already wrought, for the ones that you're about to work in our lives. We thank you,
Lord,
in advance. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We ask, God, that you accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 119th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 8. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways are directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 119th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 8.
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm coming through.
Hello?
Cheryl. And thank you all again tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Nadel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Nadel on Friday nights at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com, My King Service, /My King Service, Title One Skull, and one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on the prayer list. We want to pray for Michael Carr, Robin, Betty Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Carlton, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda, Nitra Blackshear, and all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I would just like to attempt to sing this song. Don't worry, tired soldier. You have the Lord's shoulder to lean upon when you feel weak and your battle weary. Give your strength to him. You might be feeling a little discouraged, just looking for some kind of sign to reassure you that he's not forgotten. But remember your past. Whenever you ask, God was right there to carry you through. Right there, opening doors for you. He's faithful in every way. So hold on, oh soldier. Keep the faith, hold on, oh soldier. And stay in the race, hold on, oh soldier. When you get up off of your knees and the world you must face, remember the angels of God surround you by his grace. And your heart may be aching, but he's sitting there waiting. You're wondering what to do. Then the Lord says to you, I'm right here to carry you through. Right here, opening doors for you. He's faithful in every way. So hold on, oh soldier, keep the faith, hold on, oh soldier, and stay in the race, hold on, oh soldier, hold on. Amen, praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I count myself blessed to be back on the broadcast tonight, the Gospel Truth broadcast. Thank God for the opening scripture that was read, for the prayer, and for that song, that beautiful selection. Praise the Lord. Encouraging us to hold on. Don't give up. Don't throw up hands. Stay in the fight. Just keep trusting the Lord, because he will surely see us through. Praise be to God. And I just thank the Lord for blessing us to come before you one more time. Praise God. And I just thank God. I thank God when I think on the goodness of Jesus. When I look back over my life, I know it was the Lord who brought me this far. And he's not going to leave me here, but he's going to carry me all the way. Praise the Lord. And what he's done for one, he will do for all. We just have to continue to look to the Lord. We have to continue to keep our trust in him. And I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on a wretch like me. One day he looked down on my soul. Hallelujah. And he saw that I had a need for salvation. And he reached way down and picked me up. And I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on me. He forgave my sins. Hallelujah. He sanctified me. He converted me. He changed my mind. Gave me a mind to live right, a mind to live for him. Oh, thank you, Lord. And after he cleaned me up, filled me with the Holy Ghost, gave me that determination to go all the way. And I'm so glad that the Lord saved me when he did, because the enemy was trying to destroy my life. But it's a blessing indeed to be able to stand up or sit down or walk around and thank God, hallelujah, for what he's done and where he's brought me from. Praise the Lord. So tonight, let us prepare for the word of God. It was the word of God that pricked my heart. That word of God got my attention. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The preacher began to preach about hell and destruction. And I knew that I didn't want to be lost. I didn't want to go to that place called hell. But I wanted my soul to be saved. And I listened to the word of God as a young girl. And God had mercy on me. He pricked my heart, gave me that mind to live right. And I'm so glad about it. And I encourage you to listen to the word tonight. Listen to what God has to say to you. Oh, praise the Lord, because he is speaking when he sends his word out. When that word comes forth, there's something in it for everyone. No one is
passed. Amen.
No one is passed. But the word, it comes in such fullness that God supplies everything everybody needs. Oh, praise the Lord. So let's get ready to hear from the Lord. And at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to introduce to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray for her along and pray along with her as well as she comes forth to bring the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for one more chance to project your word. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for your word. We pray that you will send your word, send your anointing. Let it reach some soul. Let some soul repent of their sins. Change somebody's mind, oh Lord. Give them a mind to want to serve you. We pray that you heal and deliver, blot out of transgressions, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank the Lord for this opportunity. Let us go directly to the word of God. We're going to the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter. And we're going to begin reading with verse 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My title tonight, Who Will You Serve? And my theme, I Choose the Lord. I don't know about you, but I choose the Lord. Glory to God. This was Joshua, a servant of God, and the reins was turned over to Joshua after Moses had died. And he began to speak to the people and to exhort them. And he said, now therefore fear the Lord. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So Joshua began to exhort the people to fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away those gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood. Those who were down in Egypt, how did they serve the other gods? And he said, serve the Lord. Now, when you serve, that means to take care of, to wait on, or to give your service to. And that's what he was exhorting them to do. Give your service to the Lord. Don't give it to man. Don't give it to idol gods. Don't give it to the things of this world. And now I choose the Lord. And so Joshua began to say, and if
it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether it's going to be the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. You dwell in the land of the Amorites, which God gave unto you. He took it away from the Amorites, and he gave it to the Israelites, in whose land they were right there, dwelling in it right there. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Glory to God, Joshua made it known that for him and his house, he said, we will serve the Lord. Who will you serve? I tell you, we're living in the last days, and people don't know who they want to serve. They don't know whether they want to serve God. They don't know whether they want to serve the idols of this world. And some are so frugal, they just back and forth, just as the children of Israel. They kept backsliding on the Lord. One day they're on the Lord's side, and then the next day they're back serving idol gods. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Are you going to continue to serve idol gods, or are you going to serve the Lord God Almighty? Glory to God. It's time now to choose whom you're going to serve. Pick out who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve Satan, or are you going to serve God, the true and living God? You need to select God for your Savior. You need to select the Lord and live for him. Give your life to the Lord while you have breath in your body. It's now time to give it all to Jesus, forsaking all. You need to turn to Jesus. Give up the world and the worldly ways, the things that Satan had to offer. You need to let it go, because what God has for you is for you. And God has something greater than what the devil could ever give you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Serve the Lord. Who will you serve? I'm reminded of Paul the Apostle. Hallelujah. In the Romans, the 8th chapter, he began to speak to the people at Rome. And he began to say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Hallelujah. He said, will tribulation separate you from the love of God? The Bible lets us know who. The word who means which or what certain individual or person or group. Now, who are you going to serve? What individual are you going to serve? What person are you going to serve? Or what group are you going to serve? You have some serving a group over here and some serving another group on the other side. You have some serving a person. Hallelujah. Hey, they are called men pleasers, pleasing men, but not God, not doing the will of God, not serving the Lord. The Bible says, whom ye yield yourself to, that's who you are the servant to. If you yield yourself to the gods of this world, that's who you are servant to. If you're serving idol gods, that's who your God is. But I'm telling you, now is the time to serve the Lord. You need to choose the Lord, because he's the only one the true and the living God, the one that's standing, and he's going to stand until the end of time. Hallelujah. The God we serve, he never dies, but he lives. He lives forever. You got to take God at his word. Hallelujah. Select God and not the devil. Hallelujah. Forsake all that you have and turn your life over to Jesus and what you think you might have. You don't have anything if you don't have Jesus. Somebody said, you don't have nothing if you don't have Jesus. Have your cars, have your houses, have your land. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't have anything. Hallelujah. You're just vague. Hallelujah. And vain. And all vanity is not going to last. You might as well let it go. Let it all go and give your life to Jesus. Choose to serve the Lord. Paul said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, all these tests and trials that we are going through, are you going to let that separate you from God? Distress, it's so much distress down here. Are you going to let it stop you from serving the true and living God? Persecution is right here, right now. The people of God are being persecuted. Hallelujah, going through strenuous tests and trials. Hallelujah. I tell you, they're suffering. They're undergoing some things down here. Hallelujah. But are you going to let it separate you? Persecution, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or pearl, or sword. Are you going to let all this stuff separate you from the love of Christ? Are you going to let it cause you to let go of God? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Who will you serve? Hallelujah. Think about it. You may be being tried or tested. You may be going through some things down here. But our light affliction is only but for a moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's just a little while longer that we'll have to suffer down here. A little while longer that we'll have to go through tested trials. Just a little while longer, and we can just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah, the Lord will take us through every test. it, turn you around, cause you to go back on God, but choose you this day who you going to serve. Hallelujah. Just tell that devil, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We pick the Lord. We're going to wait on the Lord. We're going to look to God. We're going to trust in God to take us through. Hallelujah. God will. He will take us through. He took the children of Israel through when they were going through their trial down in Egypt land. Hallelujah. They cried unto the Lord. They prayed. They sought the Lord. And the Lord heard their cry. And he delivered them out of all their troubles. He fixed it for them. He'll fix it for us. He'll fix it for you. If you cry unto the Lord, just give it to God. Turn it over to the Lord. Choose God. Hallelujah. And he'll work it out for you. The Bible tells us in Joshua, glory to God, the 24th chapter, verse 16, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. God forbid that we, the people of God, should forsake God, hallelujah, and serve other gods. Gods that can't talk, gods that can't walk, gods that can't hear, gods that can't speak. Glory to God. The God we serve, he moves and he lives in us. He speaks to us. Hallelujah. He talks to us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. The Lord will speak through you in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. He will quicken your mortal body and make you alive. The God I serve, he's alive. He's living. Hallelujah. He's a living organism. Glory to God. I thank God. God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt. It was God that did it. He brought us up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. They was in the bondage. They was bound. Hallelujah. And God brought them out. The Bible says, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went through whom we passed. God delivered them everywhere they went through the wilderness out of bondage. It was God that delivered them, and the Lord drave out before them, before us all, the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Now see this, they said, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. You see, we have people today trying to serve God, but they're not holy. They don't live holy. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If ye but forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and he'll do you hurt if you forsake the Lord and go in your own way and serve strange God. Then the Lord will turn and then he's going to hurt you. Hallelujah. You can't go your way and think everything is going to be all right, because it's not going to be all right. You got to go God's way. That's the only way. God's way is a holy way. God's way is the right way. God's way is the only way that we can live. We got to go by God. If we go any other way, we're going the wrong way. Glory to God. The Bible said, if ye forsake the Lord and serve strange God, then he will turn and do you hurt, consume you. Glory to God. The Lord is going to consume you after that he has done you good, after all the good that God has done for you. And now you want to turn and serve idol gods. You want to turn and go your own way. You don't want to fear God no more. You don't want to obey the word of God anymore. You don't want to obey the voice of the Lord anymore. Hallelujah. God, he will consume you. He will destroy you. You mean to tell me that God is going to destroy me? Yes, he will. It don't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your title is, where you come from, hallelujah, what name you have. God will consume you if you turn from him and refuse to obey him and to obey the word of God. If you refuse to be holy, he said he would hurt you. He would consume you after that he had done you good. God has been good to us. He's been good to every one of us, whether you're saved or not saved. He let it rain on the just as well as the unjust. He gives all of us a chance to serve him. But if you refuse to serve him and go in your own way, God said he will hurt you even after all the good that he had done. Hallelujah. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Sometimes we say things, hallelujah, but we ourselves are our own witnesses. So that's why we have to be careful what we say. Hallelujah. But the children of Israel, they said, nay, but we will serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now, therefore, put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Hallelujah. Your word will be a witness against you. Hallelujah. You see, the children of Israel, they said all these things. They said, we will serve him. His voice we will obey. That's what they said to Joshua. But after a while, they began to backslide on God. They began to go in their own way. Hallelujah. And the word of God said in Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, and verse 23, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But on condition they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walk counsel and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Hallelujah. It's no time to go backward. There's nothing back there. Back in Egypt, it was distress. It was hard labor. It was trouble. It was suffering. It was depression. Hallelujah. That's what was back there. Glory to God. But they went backward and not forward. We don't have time to go backward. That's why I choose the Lord. I don't want to go backward, but I want to go forward in the Lord. If I had to triumph over the devil, over testing trials, I choose the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go forward in God. I don't want my labor to be in vain. Hallelujah. And Ezekiel, he said, if we turn and do evil, then it's going to come upon us. Hallelujah. If we turn and start going in our own way, even after all the good we did, it's going to amount to nothing. That's why I choose the Lord. I choose God over Satan. I choose God over the idols. I choose God over houses and land. I choose God over money and riches. I choose God over everything. Hallelujah. That is contrary to the will of God. I choose the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He is my help. He's my very present help in trouble. When trouble is all around, the Lord comes to my rescue and delivers my soul. He lifts me up out of despair. He makes a way out of no way. He opens a door that may be closed in my favor. God, he is my deliverer. He delivered me so many times before when trouble came upon me, when my friends and my foes came upon me. Hallelujah, they stumbled and they fell because God, he made a way. I choose the Lord. If I don't have money in my pocket, I choose the Lord. Hallelujah. When I can't see my way, I choose the Lord. When I get weak, I choose the Lord. When I can't see how to get out of the trouble, I choose the Lord because he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. He's a way maker. He's a door opener. He knows what we are going through. The Lord, I choose the Lord because he is the way out of no way. He knows how to make that way. Glory to God, I'm a witness that God will. He will make a way. When my body was sick, God healed me, and I thank him. Yes, Lord, I glorify him for what he has done for me. I praise his name, for he is worthy. decide. I choose the Lord. Who will you serve? Who will you pick? Who will you select? Or who have you selected? Hosea, the 11th chapter, and verse 7. And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. Glory to God. I will not execute fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. I am God and not man. Glory to God, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. Glory to God. He said, for I am God, and God can do anything. And he said, not man. He's not man. God is a holy God, and he can do anything he want to do. If he want to deliver you, he can deliver you. If he don't want to deliver you, he don't have to deliver you. And man could deliver you. Man could help you. But sometimes man won't help you. That's why you got to choose the Lord. Because the Lord, he's a righteous God. And he's going to do what's right. Hallelujah. Sometimes man will do what he want to do, not what God say do. But the things that's in their heart, that's what they will do. Who will you serve? I, this is a personal thing. I choose the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for his word. Dennis Hameen, lead us in a word of prayer, please.
Glory be to God. At this time, if there's anyone right now who wants to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, if you just repent in your heart and make up your mind that you're going to serve the Lord, God will have mercy and he will forgive. Anyone with any prayer petition, God has the power and he is able to do it for you. Let us believe God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We bless your name, Lord. We praise you. We thank you for your word tonight, oh God. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your messenger, oh God. We ask that you will ever bless and anoint your woman servant in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray right now that you will have mercy and that you will look upon those who are right now repenting in their hearts, asking for forgiveness. We pray, Lord, that you will touch, that you will heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, help somebody to turn from their ways, to give up their idols, Lord, and choose to serve you. We know you're able, my God, and we are depending on you. We are looking unto you, Lord, and we are asking you to stop by for just a little while. Oh, Lord God, somebody is in need of a breakthrough. And we are praying, God, that you will give them that breakthrough right now while this prayer is being prayed. Oh, Lord, somebody's been waiting on an answer. And we are praying, God, that you will give them the answer that they've been waiting for. Show them, Lord God, reveal it unto them in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your blood cover, let it wash, Lord God, let it purify, and let it make whole, Lord God. Save those who are lost. Deliver those who are bound. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand
Amen. Touch somebody this night. Touch somebody's mind. Oh, my God. That one that's in the valley of decisions, wondering what to do, which way to go. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will have mercy and that you will teach them your ways, that you will show them what decisions they ought to make in the name of Jesus, and help them, Lord God, leading and guiding them all the way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will please have mercy and that you will forgive all of our shortcomings. Lord, forgive us for our faults, oh Lord, and for our sins, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on us and save us, Lord, to the utmost in the name of Jesus. We are waiting on you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. We are depending on you, my God. And we are asking you, Lord, to search our hearts, oh God. We heard your word on tonight. And help us, Lord God, to choose to serve you all the days of our life. Help, Lord God, those who are wondering what to do and not sure which way to go. Help them, Lord, to choose to serve you with all of their heart every day of their life. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, God, for the souls that are out there wandering around, those, oh God, who are incarcerated. We are praying for them, Lord, that you will have mercy on them and that you will save, heal, and deliver and make whole right now in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, work wonders, open doors, and make ways right now. Oh,
yes,
God, God,
in the name of Jesus,
ways,
yes,
and by your power, let the glory of God be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest all around the world, even in the midst of a war. Let the glory of God be revealed, and let your powers be manifest in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Let your holy angels, oh God, to protect, oh Lord Jesus, to shield from harm and danger. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. We're praying for those sick in their bodies, oh, Lord Jesus, who are suffering, oh, Lord, with affliction. And we are asking you to make them whole tonight.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Move upon them, oh, Lord, even now. Oh, glory to your name. Do it for them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
You have the power to do everything. Oh, my God, and nothing is impossible for you. Oh, blessed Savior, we are asking you, Lord, to please keep us and preserve us.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray for those, oh, God, who are bereaved of their loved ones. Please, Lord, comfort and console them. Lord,
Jesus,
mend those broken hearts.
Please,
Lord God, ease the pain of the loss, my Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, oh Lord.
Mercy.
Oh, my God, please look on those on the prayer list, one by one, name by name, every name that was called out, even those that were not called, everyone who's attuned to those names. Let a blessing come upon them and overtake them. Lord, God, send healing, send restoration, send deliverance, oh God, send strength, send encouragement in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Whatever
of Jesus.
The need is, oh Lord God, we know you're able to supply. And we believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word.
Yes,
we are asking you to bless your people everywhere. One by one and name by name with the blessing that we stand in need of. Oh, Lord Jesus, never let this ministry grow. Let it continue to prosper. Lord Jesus, let souls continue to be blessed even all around the world. Let this ministry expand according to your will.
Yes,
we believe
Lord.
It right now, oh Lord. And
I am.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your
thank
mercy.
You. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you,
oh,
Jesus. Thank you for your touch tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory Jesus. To your name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In our behalf. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Yep.
at this time. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, asking that question, who will you serve, and making the declaration, I choose the Lord. And she began to talk about how it's time to give all to Jesus. We have to give up the world and let go of the things we've been serving, the things we've been giving our time to, and choose to serve the Lord. And sometimes we think we're serving the Lord, but we've chosen to allow other things to separate us from him. And we have to make a decision to actively serve the Lord, you know, to the exclusion of everything else. This was a very beautiful message, like Evangelist Tommy said, thought-provoking. You know, makes you think, am I serving? Am I really serving the Lord? Am I? Who am I dividing my time between God and myself? Or, you know, but the time that we give to God, the things we do for him, they should outweigh the time we spend on thinking about ourselves and doing things for ourselves or for other people. It's time. It's time to serve the Lord. I thank God for the message. And maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God. Thank God for the prayer as well.
I've been running and running, running for a long time. Your time is winding up. You better make up your mind. It's getting late in the evening. The sun is going down. We better get it right, get it right. Why he may be found, and I want to know, where do you stand? On the Lord's back. The Lord's back. On the Lord's back. Get up. The Lord's back. Get on up. Get up. You on the Lord's side, you get up, get up. You on the Lord's side. I'm on, I'm on, I'm on the Lord's side. To this day, people say, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And that's the way I feel on this season. I thank God for such a beautiful message. Amen. People are serving everything and everybody else, and they're forgetting about their creator, the one that created them. Amen. He created us to worship him and to serve him. And I just thank God for the word tonight. I encourage you to take it in. Amen. You choose this day.
Yes.
You're going to serve. Make a choice this night. Amen. On who you will save.
Amen.
Okay, continue to preach the word.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Any other clergy on the line? Or maybe Sister Rhoda on the line, or Sister Cheryl would like to have something to say?
Yes, to encourage one another, brethren. Let us choose to serve the Lord, because this is the word in heaven. God is going to ask us. He gave us salvation. What did we do for him? So let us make a good choice. Serve him day and night. Because this world is only passing away. Our life is in heaven. May the Lord help each of us to choose the right way. God bless you so much, woman of God. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Amen. I thank the Lord for the word. Who will you serve? And I choose the Lord. I thank the Lord for the word coming to Evangelist May tonight. Evangelist May, you preach tonight, and I enjoy the word. Continue to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, you do. Yes. Amen.
Any other clergy? Well, we just thank the Lord for all the beautiful remarks and encouraging words. And we just thank God once again for the word of God. And again, as we stated, we encourage you to take this word of God in and apply it to your life. At this time, we're going to return the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. I choose to serve the Lord. Glory to God. He's done great things for me. I'm just happy about what the Lord has done for me in my life. And I don't want to serve no one else but the Lord. All the great things that he has done for me,
I tell you, I can't even tell it all. But I thank God for this word on tonight. It's very encouraging to my soul. And I thank the Lord for each of you, everyone that tunes into this broadcast that's on the line tonight. We want you to be encouraged. Look to the Lord, for God is the only one that can take you through, that can help you, that can save you, that can heal you, forgive you of your sins, and make you whole. So let's look, continue to look to God. I just thank the Lord for all things tonight. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Cynthia, and Evangelist Khadijah, Sister Cheryl, and for Sister Rhoda. God bless you, Sister Rhoda. Please be encouraged. We are praying for you. I'm praying because I know that prayer changes things, and prayer will get the job done. So let's look to the Lord. And I want to say that if it's the Lord's will, on March the 27th, we are looking to start our first service here, our prayer mission. We're looking forward to the grand opening, if it's the Lord's will. So we ask you for your prayers that this thing may be a success, that somebody might give their life to the Lord. This is the opportunity. If a person want to be saved, if a person want to pray, they want to get closer to the Lord, they need strength, they need healing, or whatever it is, this is an opportunity for you. So we're looking to the Lord for great things, great blessings. Keep us in your prayers. And if that's all for tonight, close, and we look forward to being back again on Sunday night, Lord willing. God bless you, and good night.